you work in a male-dominated industry? Those of you that know a little bit about me know that I'm not the greatest fan of women-only events, or at least women-only networking, because I'm a firm believer in gender balance. I do, or have in the past, worked in a very male-dominated environment, and I always like to think that I've gained my jobs because I'm good at what I do, not because I'm female. Now, admittedly, it's a little odd from the backstage point of view for stage management, because although stage management generally is a very female-orientated profession, the environments that you consequently end up working in, you tend to be the only female in the team. Or generally, even if you've got two or three women, there's probably a large technical team which are predominantly male. Now, heading down to London to the Women in Architecture Awards, and it's a celebration of the best female architects in the industry. And I think it feels slightly different. The question has been asked, what can be done to raise the profile of women in architecture? And I think what's interesting for me is why the profile needs to be raised. It does, definitely, and I'm not saying that there are lots of industries where women are involved that are very male-dominated, and there is a struggle to be recognised. And it's going to be something that I'm going to be in a position where I can really ask questions about whether they really entered a male-dominated industry. Because when you decide what you're going to do for a career, you don't think about whether it's going to be a male or female oriented industry. You do what you love. I mean, if you work in a profession that is mainly amongst women, I guess you know nothing else. Likewise, if you work in a male dominated industry, it's what you're used to. I think there is definitely more men in positions of power, but I do think that they are really complemented and always work much better and successfully if the gender balance is achieved, because there are things that men bring to a table when doing a project or running a business, and there are elements that women bring to projects. And I think for a really successful project or event or business, balance is essential. Families, try to be balanced. It's very difficult talking about it, in a sense that, oh, you're putting your foot in the wrong side of the camp kind of thing. I don't know if I sound mixed up. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense. I don't know if men have a perception of there being only a few women in their working environment and how that affects them. There's a lot of talk about how women are affected and raising the profile of women. And, you know, men do sometimes get a bit of a rough time. Or do they? It's difficult. I've re-recorded this podcast several times because I'm just sort of taking some time just before I go to sleep to have a bit of a reflective period, really. I've packed all my stuff and I'm going down into an environment that I'm really comfortable in. Taking an event into a hotel. I've been down there and checked the venue out. I've got a great team to take down. We're a collaboration team of great skill and talent. I've got Phil Campbell, at Phil Campbell on Twitter, who's a great video blogger, really going on a journey of ethical discovery and questioning, you know, not just what it means to live in society with the technology that we have, but also, you know, how to go forward in the future sustainably. I really do admire that. The other member of the team is Gavin Foster, who's at Creative.io on Twitter. And I've worked with Gavin several times. And it's just a joy to work with as a member of a technical team. He's coming down as our cameraman. And it's going to be a good skill set. So attending a Women in Architecture event, taking down, I guess, a male-dominated team. But I think if you asked the guys, they would never see it as being two men and a woman. We're very much a collaboration team. And I think when it comes down to friends and it comes down to team members, gender becomes a set of advantages that different elements that someone brings to a team, and there's certainly unique elements that I bring to a team, there are unique elements that Phil brings to the team, and there's unique elements that Gavin brings to the team. And if it wasn't for us being who we are as people, and I think that's it, who we are as people in teams. Does gender matter? It does matter. It's definitely imbalanced. Will the balance be addressed? And is the best balance a greater male contingent to female? Yes. So cool if you've got to this far, because I'm really just rambling after doing several podcasts and deciding I wasn't going to publish them. I think, yeah, just being at ease with your thoughts to make this stuff. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to what comes next. Going to be streaming on Friday, 2:15, from the Langham Hotel to Bamuser. So if you're around, do follow the hashtag, which is WIAA12, Women in Architecture 12, and jump on the chat room. I'm going to be monitoring that, monitoring the hashtag, and tell me what you think. Do you work in a male-dominated world? Are you male? Are you female? What do you think? Good night.